Hello, Nerd Scions, I am back!
Can we stick with Nerdles? I really like Nerdles now.
Really?
Okay. I really like Nerdles.
I will officially use Nerdles if I am sanctioned to officially be able to use Nerdles.
Yeah, I like Nerdles.
Over everything else you've ever said, I give you Nerdles.
Honestly. I would just change it because I know it annoys you guys, but if we all like Nerdles, I will stick to
Nerdles. I really like Nerdles, yeah.
It's not that I like, it's that I dislike the least.
Nerdles is cute, though.
It's cute.
Turtles.
It's cute. It doesn't change the fact that part of me just doesn't want to like it because Anthony said it.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But much like the return of Oreos, Anthony is back.
Wait, did Oreos ever... What do you mean?
Yeah. Oreos? Oreo-O's, the cereal.
What? Wait, that was a thing?
Yeah, exactly! you're roasted.
Whoever wanted that.
That's the joke. Much like the return of Oreo O's, Anthony
people
is
People are
back.
Supposed to understand your roast.
That was a good roast. Anyone that knows the cereal is going to be like, oh, he just burned him with the force of a thousand
suns.
Yeah,
so like 1% of the population, maybe, of the people that watch this show.
Oh yeah, but they're gonna know it, like, and it's a hard roast.
I'm just gonna say, with like 30 people, that's relatively zero.
But like, I feel like the roast cam was like, it was ready and it was coming my way, and then it heard your roast and it was like,
what? I mean, it's a good roast, guys, because you didn't know of it. You had no idea it existed.
That's not how roast works.
Like Anthony.
Have you
Oreos.
Ever seen a real roast? You do not use obscure jokes.
It's
use
not
what
obscure.
People are known for.
People are really hyped for the return of Oreos.
The internet
is not people.
The 90s was hype for it. All right, let's get on with this.
Yeah, I don't.
We're 20
I don't
years removed,
roasted.
Nearly 30 years removed from the 90s,
and people were hyped for it. Whatever. There was another thing that came back from the 90s, like recently. They did a Hey Arnold movie.
Did
that was
they,
not recent though.
The Hey
is
Arnold
that a thing
movie
that's already happened.
That was, over,
or?
That was last week. Yeah.
No.
2 weeks ago.
I no what
the Hey Arnold the Jungle movie. They did a new Hey Arnold movie. I watched it. It was pretty good.
Interesting.
But yeah, flashback from the 90s. Haha. Before we even get into anything actual.
Hey, you want to know what's a? Wait,
no, never
mind.
They actually did.
I,
you did not lie to me.
Yes,
it came out in 2017.
It's pretty good.
Elliot, you want to know what else was a flash? Actually, I need to ask a very serious question. I need to ask a very serious question
okay.
Because if you were sent back in time to the 90s, right?
Denim jackets.
No. Like, go ahead. Enjoy the 90s in its entirety. But would you feel like you have a moral obligation to potentially stop 9/11?
If we're only going back to the 90s, then I'm already back into my normal time by the end of that. Like I can't. It's 2000s.
If we're going back to the 90s.
Like, are we only in the 90s, or are we just going back into the 90s?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you're going back into the 90s, and you're living from that point forward.
Okay.
So
would you feel a moral obligation to stop 9/11?
Yes.
I'll be like 4 though.
Like, you're not. Listen, you're taking your present self.
Yeah.
And you're transporting them.
I mean, like,
into
who would be like, no, I wouldn't stop 9/11. Whatever. I don't want to talk about 9/11. let's move on to something we all know and love and
do we
enjoy.
Not? Never mind.
And Elon Musk, Anthony. Elon Musk. He plans. Okay, now you guys told me about this, but I further learned some stuff about it.
All right.
He planned to launch a Tesla Roadster to Mars next month on his Falcon 9 Heavy rocket that hadn't even been tested yet. It's a total joke. Elon Musk is just messing with you. He's not doing that.
It was going to be his personal Tesla.
Yeah, his personal Tesla.
Is it canonically a joke? Like, it's
not canonically a joke, but like the idea that like they're not even going to test flight it and then they're going to launch it to Mars.
I mean, I guess, but at this
point,
it's
just a total
like,
meme.
At this point, right, like, Papa Musk has ascended to such a form of godhood.
He can't do that. I think that's like against regulation, at least by SpaceX.
But
send
if
a car
he was just,
to space?
Huh?
He can do what he wants. He owns SpaceX.
Right? Exactly.
That's true. But, like, I think they have some ground rules laid that they won't do this sort of stuff. But they are going to be testing a heavy Falcon launch within the next couple months. And that's going to be a big deal because it triples the load of a normal Falcon 9. It's huge. So, you know, could he put a Tesla Roadster in it and fire it? Oh, yeah.
Without
I think I could carry it. Easy. No problem.
And Papa Musky, I thoroughly recommend you or support you doing this.
Yeah, totally.
All about it.
I know they want to do. They want to have Tesla make rovers. They want to have like Tesla rovers.
Rovers or roadsters?
Rovers.
So rovers for like the surface of like.
Rovers like your Curiosity and stuff.
Okay.
That's what I think they want to do that.
I would love a Tesla rover or a SpaceX rover.
Yeah. Apparently Curiosity's getting beat up. Like there's just things on his tires that are just beating it up. Maybe that was clickbait, but I saw it and I was like, okay, that's pretty neat. But anyway,
we should have brought it in for the first edition of Clickbaiter. We haven't never done Clickbaiter, not
we haven't. We haven't. No, yeah. I don't really want to either because I'm liking the jive we have now.
I mean, this is great, but I mean, like it's good to throw or shake everything up every once in a while.
Next semester.
Next semester. Well,
really, guys, this is like the unless we're doing it finals week, this is like the last week.
Yeah, if we do it finals week, we could actually do it then because, you know, like, if we do it finals week, like what's really restricting us time wise?
Exactly. In other nudes.
Sleep.
Fair enough, but also I don't sleep. So, what's your argument now, John?
Ooh. I was going to say the desire to eat, but we could order online.
Very true.
Ooh, through Amazon. Just make sure you click pizza and not hit man. Happened to my Gram. Missed you, Gram.
Very unfortunate. Wait, why would you click Hitman and then like have the Hitman come to you?
You can't cancel it.
No, but I mean like I imagine that it would work. You click Amazon Hitman and then you type in the information of the person.
No. It saves with the address that you already have in. It's Amazon.
Fair. Yeah, that's right.
So Amazon's hitmen only target the
person who ordered them. No, you can change the address. You just have to have the foresight to change the address. I know, I've forgotten that. I've shipped packages to my house. I'll just ship the hitman to my house and be like, oh, sorry, mom.
I mean, she can finally figure out if she has a probe in her head.
Yeah, don't talk about that on air, Anthony. Good meme. But anyway, sticking with the space news. But anyway, Voyager 1, after 37 years, was given the order to turn on its thrusters, and it responded flawlessly, as NASA scientists put it. If you guys want to know, Voyager 1 is currently, the page is loading, 31,139,258,959 miles away.
Okay, how many AUs is that? Do you know?
How many light years?
No, AUs.
AUs is like 141.
141 AUs?
Yeah.
Okay, see, now I'm impressed. Because I understand AUs, right? But like giving it to me in like miles or kilometers is very difficult for me to like visualize. AUs is a lot easier for me to mentally visualize.
In case you guys were wondering, when they sent the signal out, it took 19 hours for it to hit it.
Because
it's one way light time. It's 19 hours and 35 minutes and 34 seconds. Velocity with respect to the sun is 38,000 miles per hour. That's very fast.
But very slow in space.
And very slow in space. It is putzing along. Keep going on Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Everyone, no one talks about Voyager 2. I love you, Voyager 2.
And yeah, Voyager 3.
Voyager 3.
Wait, Voyager 3 isn't a thing, is it?
Yeah, it was launched not in the 70s. These were launched in the 70s.
Yeah, Voyager 1 and 2 were in the 70s. I know that.
Yeah, 77.
Voyager 3 is... It didn't actually happen. They were considering it, and they canceled it.
Yeah, there are...
Sorry, Voyager 3. We still love you.
Voyager 1 has the golden disc on it. Like
Voyager 3?
No, 1.
Yeah.
With
what song on it?
I don't
Barry
even remember.
Robinson?
Yeah, but for everyone who doesn't know, when Voyager 1 was first launched, they put like a CD track on it or a
vinyl
track on it so that if any type of extraterrestrial life form ever found it, they could, you know, listen to what humans sound like or like to listen to.
They also have a plaque that's like how to make human noises if you have a tongue and a mouth cavity. No joke, like mm-hmm. where to put the muscle in your mouth to make human noises.
That's pretty cool. But yeah. I mean, like, it's also very odd that they would just assume that.
I mean, like, what are they going to do? Like, all right, so these are obviously tentacle beings. They do not have tongues or mouths. So let's give them ways to say human words. You can't. Can't without a tongue, Anthony.
You just put all your tentacles together.
You put all your tentacles together and like suction them in such a way.
Yeah, you form a pseudo mouth.
I don't want to talk about pseudo tongues. I don't want to talk about octopi anymore. They freak me out a little bit.
It's not really? Octopi. It's several more tentacles than that.
Yeah. No.
This is anime level.
No.
Stop. Someone take the space train away from me. I've read too many things about space, and now I'm getting weird thinking about space.
Well, I mean,
I was gonna say space cacti, space squid.
Space cacti?
I was thinking, I just imagine
a giant space squid with like 20 extra tentacles coming in, just wrapping all of its arms around Pluto's and sucking it into itself.
You can stop.
I'm just imagining a cactus floating in space all alone.
I don't know if you saw the next thing, but that's kind of what it looks like.
It's just such a sad existence, though. Imagine being a cactus with no friends, like. Granted, cacti don't have friends.
Anthony, what?
But then imagine the feeling of being
like not being able to have friends.
So you're telling me that cacti only exist because they have some semblance of hope that they might one day make a friend?
I mean, they don't exist.
They exist for the semblance of hope to like absorb water from the air. I honestly don't really know why cacti exist.
Cacti exist. All right, so.
No, we're not going to get into a biology lesson about
this
cacti.
This is more ecology than biology.
That's equally bad.
Botany. All right, fine.
But I can give you the explanation as to the purpose that cacti serve.
Over on to Anthony, our resident botanist, about cacti.
All right, so they exist, right? The function that they serve is, you know, because they essentially reserve water because they exist in the desert, right? So they have to reserve water for the long stretches of time where there isn't any water coming down in the form of precipitation. And because of this, other animals are able to then, you know, bore into the cacti and then use the cacti for water. They're essentially just the desert's water supply.
Okay.
They serve as wells.
They're natural water towers.
Do you want to know a fun fact about cacti?
What?
Christopher Columbus brought the first cactus to Europe.
That's pretty cool. He also brought a lot of other things, including syphilis.
Yeah, true.
And probably slaves, honestly. Slaves. If I had to take a wild guess.
I don't like Columbus Day.
Columbus Day shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't.
I've always been against it being a thing since like middle school.
I don't like Columbus Day. But anyway, from Interstellar came
a cigar. That's a good movie. Are you talking about like the cigar-shaped space rock? I actually watched a video on this over the week.
Fill us in, Anthony. I'll talk about what we know now.
So, in October, there was an interstellar asteroid found, and its origins aren't really known to scientists. Do not worry, however. It is not close enough to Earth to cause an impact that will re-kill the dinosaurs. There are no dinosaurs to re-kill.
Re-killing the dinosaurs after the dinosaurs have already been killed? That means it would
reanimate
the dinosaurs.
Come on. Dinosaurs are myths. Stop being such morons. Okay? Okay.
Right. For those of us in the world who do understand that dinosaurs were once, you know, real.
You can have dinosaurs with a flat Earth.
I mean, listen.
Nah.
The reason why they died is because the asteroid hit it and it flung them all off.
No, if the Earth was flat, they would have all walked off because they're dumb beings.
No, the asteroid hit it and shifted and they slid off into space.
And now we are biologically suited.
Why are we finding dinosaur bones?
Guys, I thought we lived on an egg.
Because they got like trapped against, we're talking trapped against mountains.
You know what the real explanation is?
Earth's an egg.
Illuminati.
No, the Earth's an egg. We forgot.
It's not a dinosaur egg, though, stupid.
It's a great
It's a giant chicken egg.
It's a cactus egg.
It's a cactus egg. What? All right, so cacti are born via eggs. Let's
get back to the cigar. I really want to hear about this. Space cigar.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Ooh. Also, you remember how you said Voyager 1's traveling 38,000 miles per hour?
Yeah.
This space cigar is traveling 25.5 kilometers per second.
It's fairly slow in comparison to like the rate of like other asteroids in space, but much faster than a
kilometer per second, otherwise known as a KMS.
Which it'd be KPS though.
Kurt, what are you thinking?
Kilometer per second.
Oh, I mean, So this is I did saying.
Kilometer per second, yeah. KM over S.
Yeah, KM dash S or slash S is what we were thinking.
Yeah, but you get KPH. You don't just you don't just break that convention.
Listen, you can't make KMS with the letter P. Okay, that's not how it works. I will accept that the egg is an Earth. What? I will accept that the Earth is an egg, but not that letters don't work like letters are supposed to, regardless of the fact that they are a fictitious construct. Yeah,
it's going fast.
Actually, fun fact, it's only 20,000 miles per hour faster than Voyager 1.
It's still fast. Still 20,000 miles?
But it's not dwarfing it the way I expected.
It's very slow in comparison to a lot of asteroids out there, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just kind of like puts in. Yeah. Walking in. Okay.
It's like happy it's not losing because Voyager exists. It's not losing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's very slow in comparison to a lot of debris in space.
Yeah. But it's weird, and it's a cigar shape. I think it's a spaceship.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking it's a spaceship, and you know what? They're probably correct.
I think it's a spaceship from an alien species.
LOL, JK, I'm going to be the voice of reason. It's not a spaceship.
It's a rock.
It's one stone in space. Guess it's made of very sturdy. They believe it's made of I can't remember the explanation they gave in the video. Right,
it's made of metal.
Yeah, but they believe it's made of a very sturdy type of
metal
material.
So it's a spaceship.
It might be a spaceship.
It might be a spaceship.
I'm only saying that to appease you, though.
Yeah, but it's called Oumuamua
something.
Oumuamua. Because it was discovered in Hawaii.
Yeah. Oumuamua. Oumuamua.
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. How it's pronounced.
And they still don't know anything about it. They don't even know where it came from. They're like, it's been a couple months. We have no idea.
It came from space.
From my perspective, this object has been hopping stars since it became a free-floating object, says Simon Portugese-Zwart of the Leiden Observatory in the Netherlands. He has no idea. No one knows really where it came from. It moved so quickly that the asteroid simply grazed the star on its way here. I think it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone from our orbit. Gone from the solar system.
But it just still skipped cool and it was that, gone. It was a thing that happened, you know?
Yeah.
Oh! Wait, can I just say something in other space-related news?
What?
All right, so...
Space Day, boys!
Yeah. All right, so... Scientists are actually very incredibly close to having a photograph, like an actual photograph, for the first time of a black hole.
Because, oh, really?
Yes. Because this is the thing, right? Any image that you have ever seen of a black hole is like a reconstruction based off of like math and what scientists imagine it should look like. However, we've just recently actually used a series of like radio telescopes, right? To kind of gather information. And now the data from those, like the way it works is they use these radio telescopes to basically turn like the Earth kind of itself or a portion of the Earth itself into like its own giant lens to take pictures. Because, you know, the larger the lens you have, the further you can see and the more detail you can see in.
Yeah.
So that's basically the concept behind it. And now they have to take the information from all of these different telescopes that they used and basically piece it together. And then after piecing it together, basically translate
color
the data.
Color in the lines
exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
They have to translate the data into an image.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but we could be seeing the first ever image of a black hole by next year or 2019. By 2018 or 2019, that's like the predicted estimate.
Any bet it's not actually the color black?
That would be so dope.
It's like bright white.
That's probably not the case.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it could be the case. But if it absorbs light, right? Because it takes in all light.
Yeah, but it's absorbing all this light, right? And all the light is just gathering around it because it's being absorbed currently. So it's bright white. I hope it's just like super bright.
But photons are very directional. They don't just go backwards.
Fine, it's purple. I'm trying to feel better.
Think this through.
I'll accept that more than white.
All right. But anyway.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can't imagine it being anything like
that. It's just fun speculation. Well,
I appreciate your fun speculation. Yeah. I guess it is possible.
It'd be nice.
Because if essentially what a black hole is just a very super dense area of space.
It's not really
an actual hole. So I guess it is very possible that if it was surrounded by like a star and it was siphoning energy from that star, like the material of the star wouldn't just be forming a disk around the black hole. It'd be forming like a layer around the black hole. It's possible, but I still feel like it would only, because like, you know, the moon only orbits in a very set elliptical path, right? Yeah. So I would assume that's the same way it would work for a black hole. Everything would exist within a plane as a disk around it.
Yeah. But anyway, Amazon's doing a thing. What is it, John?
So Amazon now has a little handmade service that essentially is less good Etsy.
No, Etsy's not good, though.
But you can find some interesting things on Etsy.
You can, but if you find the interesting thing, expect to pay like 80% what you expected to pay.
What is
80%
Etsy?
So
for those
less?
Of us who don't
no, 80%
know?
More, like 180%. It's very expensive. Etsy's very expensive.
Oh, no doubt.
No reason.
But so Amazon now has like a handmade craft section. It's probably still bulk handmade crafts, but it is indeed handmade crafts. Why are you raising your hand, Anthony?
Because I want you guys to answer my question about Etsy.
What?
I need to know what it is.
Oh, it's like Amazon, but only handmade crafts. Like eBay, you know how you can post things on eBay?
Yes.
It's like, think about it like that. Like individual users post things, but it's stuff that they made.
It's that's interesting. It's the Tumblr of web stores.
Oh, or Pinster.
No.
Pinterest.
Yeah, I feel like it's more the Pinterest. Cause
it's very much like Pinterest. It looks a lot like Pinterest.
It seems more like it would probably be the Pinterest of web stores. Yeah. But I could definitely see how it's also the Tumblr, because like, Pinterest is just mainstream Tumblr.
You go on Etsy and someone's like selling mason jar vases for like $52 a piece. Like it's always like some weird number, like $52.78 a piece plus shipping and handling. And it's like,
it makes you look less mainstream, man.
It makes you look way less mainstream. But all it is it's just a mason jar with like hello written on it and like acrylic paint.
Yeah, but aside from that, Amazon has its own handmade service. It's probably bulk handmade items, but still handmade. So,
like shoes and stuff, or like
knick-knacks. Decorations. Like you know how when you walk into like a Kohl's, you walk to the home section, you see all those like fancy like
knickknacks.
I'm trying to like
knick-knack,
they're
how do you
the
give your dog a bone.
They're not posters, but like
yeah, like home sweet home.
It's basically Amazon's version of that.
Ugh. And turning into a department store. Gross.
If you live close enough.
Hey, but I mean, it's one step towards Jeff Bezos eventually owning the world.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, so fun story, right? I was at my grandparents' house over the course of the Thanksgiving break, right? My aunt is an engineer, and I mean, I guess that's not overly relevant to the story. However, it's been mentioned now. What she's basically been doing is technofying their house. She's basically turning into a smart home, right? And so they have like several Alexas in
Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah, you got Goose, you got
like
Geese.
Right?
No,
you got
Alexis. Alexas. There we Alexis. Go. It's Alexas.
You still have the S at the end. The S is still there, so you didn't accomplish anything. You're just messing up a perfectly good word. All
right, so we have she has several Alexas in the house, right?
I hate you.
And they now have like the power to like individually like control lights, turn them on and off, dim them. It's actually pretty cool, and this is just like further just added to my theory that Amazon is slowly getting to the point where they're just going to take over the world, right?
I love Alexa and Google Home. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the disclaimer, this isn't my actual joke, but it's like, oh yeah, like in the 1950s, like, oh yeah, don't say that. The government's going to wiretap our house. Nowadays, it's like, hey, wiretap, what's a good cake recipe? It's like,
beautiful.
But yeah.
Also, my aunt says that they're making an Amazon bookstore, so eventually Barnes & Noble is going to be
Amazon is a bookstore!
Yeah, no, but they're going to be making like a physical Amazon bookstore. So Barnes & Noble, I'm sorry, but expect to be out of business very soon. This is just going to be the norm over the next couple of centuries while Amazon is taking over the world.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, if the Amazon bookstore actually carries books about math, I will be a happy man.
Yeah.
Because I walk into Barnes &
Noble.
Barnes & Noble is awful. It's like the same three books.
Don't tell me that. That's
most of which are generally not interesting.
Mm-hmm. And like the entire wall of Harry Potter books that it's like 98% just the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
98%.
Yeah, but you know
the
worst part?
You guys have been going to some very odd Barnes & Noble.
My Barnes & Noble sells vinyl.
They all do, though, I think.
Really?
Yeah. That's something that are decently known for.
Yeah,
being, like, the only big retailer to sell vinyl that doesn't also sell everything else under the sun.
Yeah. Walmart doesn't sell vinyl.
Yeah, they do.
I can't find vinyl.
They don't sell, like, a lot of it, but, like, when something big comes out, like the Taylor Swift album, they have it somewhere in the store.
But
back to the Amazon story real quick. If you live in any of these cities, Austin, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Minneapolis, Phoenix, Portland, Raleigh, San Diego, the San Francisco Bay Area, and Seattle, you can get 2-hour delivery on the handmade stuff.
Yeah, so go ahead and spend $200 on a sign that says sexy women have dirty kitchens or something. I don't know.
What?
I always see those. I hate those signs. It's like,
I don't get
like,
I don't get it
like,
either.
Like messy oven, dirty kitchen, happy kids. Like, I hate those signs so much.
That makes like, why can't you?
That's like a traditional
one, but also keep your kitchen clean.
That's like a traditional wine mom thing to have, and I don't like wine moms.
All right, so I'm so bothered by the fact that, like, you can't have a clean kitchen but cook all the
time. We're not getting angry right now. We're going to get angry later.
I'm just going to say, as somebody who lives in a house.
It's too early.
As somebody who lives in a house where we cook every single night, the dirtiest our kitchen gets is the holidays, and then we clean it very promptly. You know why? Because it's nasty.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's like a layer of burnt cheese at the bottom of my oven from all of these easy bake pizzas I've been making for my toddlers, but it's just
easy
too
easy bake. Like, you know, the thing that cooks up an incandescent light bulb.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not nourishment. That's just styrofoam.
then what do you call Lunchables?
Lunchables.
Listen, nope.
Oh, my Pop-Tarts.
So that poster or whatever it is, that just upsets me. I don't understand.
I hate it. But like
the only one appliance I can understand not cleaning out as often as you might think to, as you probably should, is the toaster. No, if you don't wipe down your microwave at least once every 2 weeks,
I also understand oven depending on your oven. Like, my oven sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, hard to clean it just because of, like, how awkward it is. It's not big, so it's, like, it's just hard to clean it.
Oven tops, you clean, like, every week, if not every couple days.
Every day.
Right?
If you're cooking every day, you clean it every day. But anyway.
I mean, like, you give it, like a wipe down, like, every day, right? But I'm talking about, like, you have to go back and give it, like, a hard, like, reset, every week. If you have every couple of days, that's what I mean.
That also depends what you're making. Like, in my house, we don't make a bunch of like saucy based food or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that we get on our counters is just raw meat, and we clean that up as soon as that's done. So
welcome back to another episode of Home and Garden. I'm your host, Ellie Cabay.
I'm Anthony Richards.
Wait, did we tell them the song that we came
in? No, we didn't.
we'll tell them at the end.
We're going to play it out. We're going to play it later.
All right. Yeah. But, John, do you want to say your name since you never actually introduced yourself today?
Because now it's Home and Gardens.
Didn't I?
Now it's Home and Gardens.
Yeah.
Well, I can't introduce myself on Home and Gardens. I'm not taking place on that show.
All right, whatever.
All right, so this section over here is Home and Gardens, and John is still doing their news now.
Yeah. So, John. Yeah,
I just took a very pleasant detour.
John, going back to John at Nerd News Now, what's the next thing that we have on our plate?
So, Venezuela has decided to make
this lovely stained glass. I'm done. I'm getting off of Home and Gardens. I'm going,
Venezuela,
going back to Nerd News Now. I think I'm going to wait it out a little bit.
Venezuela has decided to make their own cryptocurrency.
Japan wants to do that too, and Russia.
Yeah, but you know the difference between Japan and Venezuela? I have faith in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aren't they the ones that, like, a whole stack of cash can get you, like, a potato? Like,
oh.
An un patat?
Yeah. Let me check their.
Spanish. I think it was French. Pomme de terre, Angleterre.
Let me check their currency real quick, but I'm pretty sure it's really bad.
It's like 232 Venezuelan pesos for one USD or something.
Back to Home and Garden. Did you guys know that the national flower of Japan is the chrysanthemum?
Yes, I did know that.
Interesting. The Venezuelan bolivar is actually only 10 cents on the dollar right now. It is not doing as bad as I expected.
Really?
But that's also for people that like have money. Most of the people in Venezuela don't.
And they barter. But anyway, they what are they calling it?
The Petro.
The Petro. Interesting. I think they want to establish.
Is that Venezuela's or Japan's?
Venezuela's.
Japan's is the J coin.
Oh. Very
Russia, I think, is the R coin.
No. Oh, I thought it was the
Russia
crypto
was the
ruble.
Crypto ruble.
Crypto ruble. Yeah, I talked about that.
Yeah, you did. Previous episode. I think that's one of our first episodes where we talked about Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah. Now we've been talking about Bitcoin like every time. And
right?
I love
like
it.
We've established so many tropes for this show. Like the need to talk about Muskie. Probably some mention of Bitcoin at some point, even if in passing. There will be a mention about the shape of the earth. Let's see. The roast cam is always a thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is another trope of the show now?
I don't know.
It has so many tropes.
But I am very interested to see how this cryptocurrency is going to pan out. I think J-Coin is going to do really well. I think the crypto ruble is going to be basically like Litecoin.
I'm not interested to see how this crypto
I'm always
Venezuelan Bolivar is going to pan out.
I'm always interested.
It's going to pan out like this. It's going to fail. That's it. It's literally about it.
Are they basically just making cryptocurrency to try and get their economy back on track?
No. That is 100% why they're trying to make
Venezuela,
a cryptocurrency.
Venezuela, yeah. J-Coin, just because like Japan's like, hey, everything's probably going to go this way, so might as well go this way already.
Yeah. So, oh my God, can you imagine in the future when we're all just using digital currency?
Yeah, and I have a heads up. I have a head start.
You already do. That's so true. Yeah. I have to invest now.
You have you 30 whole dollars, Elliot. Congrats.
50. I own Litecoin, too.
Oh, crap. Yeah. And it's so ingenious because there's a hard limit to how much you can. Oh my God!
Yeah, dude. No,
this means that there's actually
a
gold standard.
Yeah, I went to a seminar and like I really like the.
Huh?
Was it the one on campus?
Yeah, it was a very good one.
I wanted to go to that one. I just had class.
It was good. I had class. I was like, I really need to go to this. But yeah, Bitcoin's at 11,000 now. 11,798. So, good news for people that invested.
That means it's dropped like $50 in the past 5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here.
Bitcoin's
in
crashing,
awe.
Guys. Everyone dump your Bitcoin.
Oh, dump your Bitcoin, quick. I didn't want to actually talk about this, but like we have to talk about it now. Someone lost $100 million worth of Ethereum, and that just makes me laugh.
Wait, how?
They deleted like a couple. They had a glitch in the system, and someone went in and deleted like a couple lines of code and just like lost a bunch of money in Ethereum. Who was it? Parity?
Wow.
Parity.
Parity.
They're like, it isn't lost forever, just for a long amount of time. But yeah, they lost like a bunch of money, lost a bunch of people's money.
That's upsetting.
Long-term saving account for us. Yeah, he's calling it a long-term saving account, which you really shouldn't be calling it that. You lost a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny because they lost it. And that's why Ethereum hasn't gone back up, if you guys haven't noticed.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. I actually hadn't noticed. I don't really pay too much attention.
Litecoin rebounded to above its original value after it fell when it hit like 100. Same thing with Bitcoin after it hit 11,000. Ethereum has not. It has not rebounded after hitting 500. That's my market speculation. And let's go to unpop culture, because I really want to get mad now.
Ooh, I was ready to get mad.
You were ready,
earlier.
And I had to calm you down. But, like, do not expend your energy on wine moms. I've done that enough.
I'm trying not, because now it's been brought back up. Like, my rage is slowly increasing, but let's direct it at something else.
Calm, Anthony. First, we're going to talk about a nice, pleasant, snowy drive.
No, it's not pleasant. I'm scared.
Wait, to what? So,
for those of you who don't know, NVIDIA, which is...
NVIDIA?
NVIDIA, if you want to call it that. NVIDIA. It's NVIDIA.
If you say so.
They have an AI who can successfully recreate the look of a like snowfall just on a course.
A video.
They can
take a video, put it through this neural network, and they can it was a video in like
Anthony. If you look at my screen, you can see it.
Oh no, I just
in,
pulled
like,
it off on mine.
Florida, someplace where it never snows, and they just put snow over it.
Yeah, it's incredibly like.
Imagine the propaganda already.
Other than how perfectly well the road is plowed and how unrealistic that is,
oh, yeah.
it's a great recreation.
I mean, you should actually,
if you posted this online and didn't know that it was NVIDIA that did this, you would think this is snow. Where is this?
Who cares?
This is simultaneously awesome.
It's terrifying.
But it's
you can't even trust video evidence anymore now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, realize, like, that's really what this is doing. Like, how you're able to doctor photos with Photoshop, sure, you're able to, like, look at it and be like, okay, it's Photoshop.
So, now I'm very interested to know if Jeff Bezos is going to be able to take over the world before the human race just destroys itself.
I mean, Jeff Bezos is not going to save us from the AI.
Oh, no. No, no. He's going to be one of the reasons the AI takes over.
Yeah.
Him and Google.
But, yeah, I don't like it. It's getting spoopy. I want to get off the train.
Apparently, Amazon, using the same basic technology, has an algorithm that designs new clothing based on, like, current clothing.
Okay, see, now that's pretty dope.
That's pretty neat.
Amazon uses machines to innovate fashion. Guys, you're not going to be proud
of me, but this is what this reminds me of.
No. I want to get off Mr. Bones Wild Ride.
Wait, what? What's Mr. Bones Wild Ride?
I want to get off Mr. Bones Wild Ride. I'll show you after the show.
Okay. I'm going to continue with my statement.
Okay.
If I let you.
I'm going to continue with my statement. Well,
you can try, but I might interrupt you very abruptly.
All right, John. So,
go ahead.
All right. So, see, now I don't even want to anymore.
Just do it. Just hurry up.
All right, listen. It reminds me of you guys seen the Disney show Jonas. They have, like, literally they have a closet that just, like, spirals through different costumes that they can wear, and that's what you just said reminded me of.
What's Jonas?
The Jonas Brothers had a TV show on
the
Disney.
The Jonas Brothers had a TV show?
Yeah. Wait, you didn't know that?
No. When was this?
It was like the early 2000s. Oh,
that's why I don't know, because I don't remember anything from the early 2000s.
That's why the Jonas Brothers got popular.
They didn't get popular because of the show. The show existed because they were
They weren't
popular.
Like Big Time Rush. Wait, yeah. I
thought it was the other way around. I thought they got popular because they had the show. Like,
No, it's definitely the other way around. They were popular well before the show happened, really? And then the show was created because of their popularity.
You're right, because they were just a Disney Channel band, and then people liked them enough. But wait, then how did Big Time Rush get a show?
They just got the show and they became a band.
And then they became a thing, yeah. And now one of them is in a band. The other one's producing music on his own.
You mean the Jonases?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, this actually also applies to the Jonases. But, I mean, with the Jonases, the other one is just doing reality television. And I think Frankie is either finishing school or doing something with... I actually have no idea. I can't really speculate on
Logan
that one.
Logan Henderson, he was the kid in...
He's in a band now?
Yeah, but he looks familiar, like he was in something else.
Logan Henderson?
Yeah.
Besides Big Time Rush?
Yeah, I don't know what he's been in, but he hasn't been in anything. He was in the Penguins of Madagascar, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, never mind.
It bothers me that he really looks like I recognize him from something else.
Yeah, he looks like the kid from Hunger Games.
He was in the Fairly Odd Parents All Grown Up movie.
Interesting.
Jinxed, That's A Fairly Odd Christmas, A Fairly Odd Summer, Gym Teacher, the movie, Best Player. So he's been in a lot of Nickelodeon movies.
Yeah.
Spy, Splitting Atom, Swindle, Santa Hunters, Big Time Auction, Rags, Big Time Christmas Party.
Carlos, he was in Grease Live. That's where I remember him from.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, that show actually wasn't bad. Like,
Big Time Rush was a pretty decent show, honestly.
Honestly,
I feel like Nickelodeon did actually make really good shows for a decent stretch of time. Like,
And now The Loud House exists.
Exactly. It was basically the stretch of time or of shows exists from basically like the Amanda Show to which one ended first, Big Time Rush or Victorious?
I think it was good till the second season of iCarly, and then that was it.
Really? I loved iCarly.
I think Victorious was the one.
I mean, sorry, which one was last? Which one ended last? Victorious
Big
or
Big Time Rush ended in 2013.
Victorious, definitely Victorious.
All right, so the stretch is from the Amanda Show to Victorious, and then anything after Victorious is trash.
What did we start talking about? Hold on, I'm going to ask. We've been talking about AI. This is why they're going to take us over, guys. Because we can't stay on topic long enough to talk about AI. We have to talk about Nickelodeon.
Yeah, but have
we
you ever talked to, why do I always forget the name of the Cleverbot? Have you ever talked to Cleverbot?
Oh,
Cleverbot
doesn't
stay on topic either.
Mm-hmm.
True.
The worst part is you can redirect it back and it just directs itself back away.
It's like, no, you stop this.
Deflect.
But yeah, Big Time Rush. An AI.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say Carlos James Maslow. He was the best singer in the band, and he's doing solo music now. So if anyone wants to go listen to that, I haven't really listened to anything besides like one song personally, but I do support him, even though I don't, because he was the best in the band. Yeah. So yeah, if anyone wants to go listen to his music, James Maslow, go look him up on Spotify or whatever your preferred music venue item is.
The Kendall Knight or Kendall Schmidt, he was...
Yeah, he's in a band now. What's the name of his band, if you know?
I don't know, but he was on Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, nice.
He was cooking.
Seriously?
I think he was. I don't remember why he was on it, but he was doing stuff. No idea. But anyway.
Heffron Drive. Yeah, so if you're also a fan of Kendall Schmidt, go listen to Heffron Drive.
But anyway, Infinity War trailer dropped.
Oh,
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm not really that excited because I've been kind of out of the loop lately. But like, I can still get excited a little bit, I guess.
As somebody who has still not seen like a majority of the Marvel movies,
you're a heathen. So what I hope the rest of your sentence is going to be.
I am indeed a heathen, but I want to see this movie bad.
Yeah, so you gotta catch yourself up. And John, do you know the order in which to watch them? I'm gonna skip the TV shows just to save people's minds.
The TV shows don't really need to.
They don't need to be in there. It goes Captain America: The First Avenger, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk.
This is chronological order, by the way.
Yes, chronological order. How I will be watching these. Thor, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Homecoming, Ragnarok, and then Black Panther and Infinity War when they come out.
So write it all down, kids.
Write it all down. I am... The link is just... It's... Oh, no. I goofed.
Oh, no.
It is CNET how to Marvel Cinematic Universe Timeline Avengers.
Let's see. I wonder how many of these I've actually seen so far.
Oh, that's an ad. But anyway, and then like the TV shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
which is
Jessica
in my personal
Jones,
opinion,
Daredevil.
Beautiful show, but I understand that it's not for everyone.
I don't even know
even
where
if you're wrong for not liking it.
It just has Daredevil season 2. Like I don't know where you're supposed to watch Daredevil season 1.
Daredevil?
You're not.
Oh wait, what?
You're not supposed to watch Daredevil season 1.
I'm saying that more as a joke.
No, okay. Whoa. Daredevil season 1 is the best.
It's the
Marvel
best.
Series.
It's the best Marvel Netflix season.
Best
ever
Marvel Netflix
of anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like Punisher comes really close.
I heard Punisher was good.
Punisher was really good. Punisher comes really close, and Jessica Jones also comes really close.
I can't.
Right?
I can't watch Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
It was just too slow for the first two episodes. I'm like, this sucks.
This is the thing. When it picks up, it really does pick up.
Okay, I'm gonna give it another shot. One day, probably over the break while I'm watching, while I'm catching up, doing Spider-Man Homecoming and Thor Ragnarok. That's the only two that I've missed. And Logan. I haven't seen Logan yet. I gotta see Logan.
I have so much
Logan
praise for
is
the movie
so
Logan.
Good.
No one has spoiled it for me yet, and I'm really glad.
Yeah, because I respect your need to see it.
Exactly.
But
I think everyone
I haven't even
had
it spoiled online yet.
No, I think what it is, everyone watched that movie, and they just all like developed like this mutual like sense of respect for like how good the movie was.
I had Star Wars spoiled before me a day before it came out.
See, but you're gonna watch Logan, right? And you're gonna understand why you cannot spoil it for
but
anyone.
But like still though. I don't know how this happened. A day before it came out, someone posted a fake tweet by Donald Trump that spoiled the end of Star Wars. Like a day before it came out, and I went and saw it. The new one, A Force Awakens. And I was like, how? How? I'm not even gonna say it because if you haven't seen it, you're probably not gonna see it anytime soon. But like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll see it.
Benefit of the doubt, people.
Benefit of the doubt. But anyway, yeah, I'm still excited for Infinity War. I didn't like Civil War. I'm gonna be playing Jane with you guys.
Oh, I mean, like
Civil War was meh.
This is my thing. Civil War gets all of its points from the fact that they brought in Spider-Man, who was a crowd favorite, and Black Panther. I don't know if he was a crowd favorite before he was brought in.
Now
I know I was definitely a fan of Black Panther from the first moment I saw him in anything. Right?
Ultron was cool.
Yeah, and when they brought him into Civil War, he instantly became a crowd favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah, instantly. It did not take much. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why is Thanos purple?
Why is Thanos purple? It's because of his race.
I thought he was blue.
I think that's just artistic
he has like a
liberty.
Pinkish. Yeah, I think it's his skin like looks blue in like the lighting from like previous scenes that he's been in, but has like purplish pinkish skin.
Oh. All right. I mean, like, he looks like Rick Harrison, too.
Who plays him?
Guys.
Rick Harrison. No. Rick Harrison. The Pawn Shop guy did not really play Thanos.
I don't
the
know
World
who
Ender.
Rick Harrison is.
The Pawn. Like, hi, my name is Rick Harrison, and this is my Pawn Shop.
Don't know. Thanos. Infinity War.
I'm just going to say he's collecting all those Chaos Emeralds.
Chaos Emma dudes.
Josh
the power
Brolin.
Of the Emma dudes.
Wait, really? Josh Brolin? Wait, let me double check to see
Josh
if this
Brolin?
Is Yeah.
Who is he?
Give me a second. I'm double checking to see if he is who I think he is.
You're thinking of Justin Roiland.
No. Wow, they actually did beautiful with the CGI and makeup because Josh Brolin looks nothing
oh,
like
yeah.
Josh Brolin.
You right.
This. Wow. Yeah, no, he legit looks like Thanos and no one else. Like, you know how, like, the Hulk looks kind of like Mark Ruffalo? Like, Josh Brolin just looks like Thanos.
That's
that is
cool.
It.
All right. Let's keep this going, because that's actually I do want to say that that's really cool that they're just that they did that. He looks like Thanos.
Are your boys ready for an aneurysm?
Oh, are we getting mad today, John?
I'm not ready.
You say that like we're ever not getting
mad. Are we getting mad today? You can just say yeah.
I mean, when don't we? We got mad angry. About wine moms.
All right.
This that has nothing to do with the topic of this show, and we got mad about it.
Elliot is now kissing the mic.
All right, John, give us the news.
No.
So, you know, my Chrome crashed. Hold
on. Are you playing sound bites?
No. So the one thing I definitely remember is that we all know that Apple had that beautiful glitch recently where your capital I turned into a question mark box because iOS was like, what is this character? What do I do with
what
this?
What is it?
It? Yeah.
Good job,
that was interesting.
Apple.
Probably
when are you going to die,
probably
Apple?
The single most capitalized letter in the English alphabet was broken.
Right.
So, you know, a reasonable amount of thought about that.
I heard about this.
Mm-hmm. So, just recently in their Mac operating system.
Hi, Sierra.
They entirely forgot to properly implement passwords for the root user. And you could have the computer locked under a maximum character length password. If you just use the root username and you hit enter a few times, you logged right in.
That's like in Windows, one of the earlier versions of Windows, like post 95, but like pre Vista. What you could do is you could hit the question mark. You could hit hit the question mark. Then you could go into something else, and you could go into something else, and you could find where it says My PC. You right click, you click open, and it opens up your computer. You didn't need a password for it.
Yeah, or like the
and that's hilarious.
Or the alarm workarounds on Android and on iPhone that were a few years ago.
Oh yeah, you could access your alarm from the home screen. You could just go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And even for those who are not smart enough to, like, know about the root user, not saying you're dumb if you don't, like, that's something you don't need to know.
It's Mac.
For most
you don't
people.
Really need to know anything about
yeah,
Mac.
Exactly. Fun facts.
If you anyone? Just ask for the password hint, there was a good chance to just spit out your password, no matter what you set
really?
Your hint to.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
They literally messed up the entire operating system in how it stores and protects passwords and manages all of that. In one swift move.
They literally just messed up so hard.
Apple, the company who refused to give the FBI a backdoor into their iPhone, can't even properly build their own operating system anymore.
Yeah, they're just giving everyone backdoors. If the FBI can have it, everyone's going to have it.
Welcome to America.
Welcome.
And they said they're going to go audit their development team to make sure this doesn't happen again. It shouldn't have been able to happen.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place. You mean to tell me that you don't sit there and you bug check stuff like that? Look, I've done that. I've had programs where I have to enter in stuff, and I just, like, mash a bunch of keys and try and, like, break it, and it doesn't work.
Do you think that Apple has just accepted their fate at this point and
just
decided they don't
care anymore? You know why? Because, I mean, I'm going to jump ahead.
Because Jeff Bezos
exists. I'm jumping ahead. We're going to go back to the glitches. But they lost 8% of market share.
Good for you, Apple.
They went from 40.9 to like 32.6.
Is that phone or
phone?
Okay.
iPhone. Like at the release of the iPhone X, they lost that much. And Samsung then beat Apple in profits.
good job, Samsung. I support you.
But anyway, more about these glitches. I really want to hear about more. I really want to get more angry. I know for a fact that the root password, the root thing is just, that's just negligence. That's just you are not bug checking. You are just negligent on every sort of thing. The automation processes will be increasingly common in software development.
I'm just going to say, the fact that root thing happens means somewhere in the code, when you enter the root user, it checks for a password, and then something changes to make it not check for the password.
Yeah, after five tries.
Does it automatically reset the root password, and then just it assumes that you got it right because of that? Like, the fact that this happened is just no one thought, hey, we should actually check to make sure that the code's right. And the fact that the password hint bug didn't get caught means they checked it on a single machine and was like, it didn't show my password. That's good, right?
Yeah, they checked it on one machine, like, one time, maybe, and that was it. And then the eye thing, right? That happened again with trying to type in the word it. It would capitalize it as I.T, period. You couldn't type the word it. Why are the simple things now coming up? You know what I think it was? I think Apple's had so much garbage code upon garbage code, like Minecraft. You've seen Minecraft source code was like a lot of garbage code. They don't use it. Commented out, commented in, stuff like that. And now that they have so much garbage code, it's just compiling and it's just messing things up. And they don't want to restructure anything. That's what I think is going on. I think they've been lazy for too long and it's coming to bite them.
Yep.
And I'm glad. I really don't want Apple to be as big as it is anymore. Yeah. I think it needs to end.
Steve, I'm sorry that your company's
Steve, we miss you. We love you. But Tim Cook has ruined your company.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's a good thing. It needs to die. It needs to die again. You guys can come back later like you did before. Mm-hmm. You died in the 80s. You died in like the early 90s. You came back in the late 90s. Do that again. Die for like 5 years.
I don't need them because I really don't.
I don't need Apple.
Exactly.
I don't
Apple
need Apple.
Can die.
Like,
stay dead.
Like, there's no reason to own a Mac other than the artistic software, and even then, Windows is getting better at that.
Yeah. The only thing Mac still has that's significantly better is for the super super high end, like the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of audio engineers that use Logic.
Yeah,
that's it. There's no other reason to need it anymore.
No.
Like, you can get really good, cheap software for audio engineering. And, like, yes, it's missing some of the built-in bells and whistles.
You guys heard what I did with Audacity.
Get them.
You guys heard my Audacity masterpiece.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that or hear about that.
I'll play later.
But, like, there's an audio editing program called Reaper. It is such a, like, well-built, fully fleshed-out program, $60. It fits professional audio engineers' needs. Like, people record masterpiece albums on this.
Yeah.
There is vintage simulation of soundboards.
Yeah.
As audio engineering software. Use that alone to edit. And it sounds almost like the real deal. There is no need for Logic anymore because all of the bells and whistles you don't get in everything else, you can install them through some kind of add-in.
Yeah. Now let's keep this Apple hate thread rolling, boys. Okay. Google launches their new OS, Android Oreo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Android Oreo Go, to be specific, just like Oreos. See, we're talking about Oreos again. We're starting and ending on the same topic.
This probably is the ending topic.
Maybe, yeah. But
let's see how many tangents.
This is an operating system designed for lower end machines. That's great. That means like Chromebooks can finally have an actual OS. It's insane.
Yeah. Actually.
No. Mm-hmm. It's for lower end Android machines. Like you could see this being installed on something like a Raspberry Pi or like something installed on even higher. It just doesn't have a lot of specs.
Chromebook.
And what it is it's realistically legacy hardware support. Not older hardware, just slower hardware, just more run-down hardware support. And that is something that Apple will never do. They will never support even their own old hardware. I remember when Hackintoshes were a big thing, like cracking, like what was it, jailbreaking your iPhone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, like, if you have an old iPhone, the only way that you can run it is if you jailbreak it.
Yeah.
Or if you accept, like, what, 7-8 year old OSs?
OSs, yeah.
That are going to be 100% cracked.
Yeah, they're all garbage. They're all garbage, and they will do. They do not wish to have old products on the market ever. Mm. The fact because that Google is doing this, they are completely fine with people using older products. They just want people to be able to access their service. Apple doesn't care about that.
Yeah, like, had my old phone not crapped the bed with Oreo Go, I could easily have updated Oreo. I could do it on this phone, no problem, to the vanilla Oreo.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that I could have gotten some version of Oreo on a 4-year-old phone and it would have ran just fine.
And it would have had all the support. It would have just been light. You couldn't have done everything that you wanted to do with it.
Yeah, but to be fair, most of the things that would have been missing on a 4-year-old phone.
You wouldn't have missed it. You wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, on a 4-year-old phone, I'm probably going to try to do them anyways.
And it's just, like, Oreo Go seems like how it's Google's step in the direction that Apple has not taken when it comes to OSs, when it comes to anything like that. It's specifically designed for devices with 512 megabytes to a gigabyte of RAM. So, yeah, like a Raspberry Pi or an old phone. So what you're probably going to see in the near future is people are going to jailbreak their iPhones and install Oreo Go. Yeah. Old iPhones, and they're going to install Oreo Go on them. And they're going to be another resurgence of, like, Hackintoshes and stuff because Apple really doesn't care about its older fan base. It does not really care about the people that have stuck around since
Apple really
the days.
Doesn't care.
They want the Apple fan base to be a revolving door of people that come in, buy their products, and Apple kicks them right out because their products are not new enough. Mm-hmm. iPhone 10 and iPhone 8 is a great example of that. Hey guys, we're releasing this brand new iPhone.
Oh my god.
Bam, nope, newer iPhone, and then like up, older iPhone that's newer. Get dead. I don't know. What?
I just remembered an old video from back soon after. It was like a year after Steve died and Tim Cook took over. There was a video that came out, and it was like this like parody music video about how basically the point or the plot of the music video is that like Apple's just here to sell you products, have you come back and buy their products again.
Yeah.
And it was like the most hilarious thing ever, but I wasn't really like thinking of it seriously at that time, and like
now
I'm
it's dead
here,
serious.
Like, now I'm like, wow.
They want their products to be pushed out, you drop 1,000, then the product dies after a month, and you buy the next product that is also 1,000. Mm-hmm. If they could shorten the development time, which they're doing. Obviously, with the glitches, they want to shorten the development time of all these new products so fast that they're releasing a new brand of iPhone every 3 months and then killing the old iPhones after a year. That's what they want. They want a revolving door concept for their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Android does? One a year, and everything else is in the hands of the phone makers.
Yeah. Android does one a year. Everything else is in the hand of the phone makers. And legacy support. I could go out and get a Samsung S3, install Oreo Go on it, and be completely fine. I would have a smartphone. It wouldn't be a good smartphone. It wouldn't be a fast smartphone. But I have a smartphone that I can use and install apps on. And that's why Apple is going to be kicked out of the mobile phone market and the computer market. Like, they're already kicked out of the computer market.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their laptops will stick around, but
I don't even know about that, honestly.
I don't even know
not
about that.
Longer. They might stick around for a little bit, but not for much longer.
And it
not
just
for much longer.
And I really cannot wait for Apple to finally die. Because Apple's been around too long. And I think, hold on, about that S3 comment, I want to definitely make sure that it would be something that I could, that it could accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Can I run Oreo Go on my gaming desktop?
Totally. Cool. Megapixel. Yeah, it's a gig of RAM. Yeah, you could have a Galaxy S3 and have it run Oreo Go, and it'd be completely fine. Good news for anyone that has a Samsung Galaxy S3.
Or newer. Or maybe like a generation older.
Yeah. Well, see,
I'm
anyway,
not even mad. I'm just like,
I'm just disappointed
talk about
now.
Apple so much.
It's like just, we're just waiting for
exactly
them, their demise.
Sad.
Oh, EA. I gotta say this. This is something we can get happy about. EA is still losing money over
beautiful.
Battlefront too. They're still losing a lot of money. But anyway, I think that's all the time we have for today. Do you gentlemen concur?
I would agree. Yeah.
All right.
So for our show next week, do we want to do Tuesday night?
Yes, we will be doing a night show.
Okay, so you get out of your final by like 8, right?
Yes.
So I guess next week, expect us on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. We
yes,
will go
roughly.
On until we just don't
cannot
know what
to do. Cannot go on any further.
Nothing else to talk about. There'll probably be a whole 15-minute spiel about my market projections of Bitcoin.
And probably a 60-minute spiel on Wine Moms.
On Wine Moms. And we are going... This is technically our final special. Get it? Because it's for finals week. So expect a long session. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll bring some guest stars. All right.
In the meantime,
RMU guest stars.
Everyone
bring
enjoy
Tim
your
Tucci
week. For
John
those
Tucci.
Of you who are going to join us next week at night, we will see you next Tuesday around 9 p.m.
Oh, and what was the song that you played coming in?
Well, I was letting you guys give your goodbyes, but
if you
want to kick us off
there
already.
Goodbye, everybody.
Adios.
Goodbye, Nerdles.
Nerdles. Yeah. I love that we
have a nice
a
week
for our audience now.
And enjoy the sweet tunes of Frosty the Snowman by August Burns Red.